Steve, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So for those who might not have necessarily heard of it or don't know a lot about it, can you tell us what exactly is microdosing?
Microdosing involves taking a sub-threshold dose of a psychedelic drug, so typically about one-tenth of a dose, and usually the purpose is to enhance performance. So it's been anecdotally reported that people find that it enhances their creativity, provides increased energy, or alleviates symptoms of depression and anxiety.
And so why is it that it's all of a sudden becoming so much more popular?
Look, I'm not really sure why microdosing specifically has become so popular in recent times. I mean, there's been stories about it in the New Yorker, the New York Times, the Atlantic, so quite prominent publications. I think it's probably got something to do with our preoccupation with increased well-being and sort of the well-being movement. And in addition to that, I think in general people are looking at ways to improve their well-being and improve their performance at work. We have a lot of pressure on us. We live in a sort of a 24/7 lifestyle, and people are looking at innovative ways to be able to get more out of their day.
And microdosing, as with a lot of drugs in Australia, it's illegal here. Do you think that it's worth maybe taking a look at some of the trials that have been done and maybe looking at legalising it in the future?
Well, I think psychedelic drugs in general have low levels of toxicity, so it's very difficult to overdose on a psychedelic drug. There's very low potential for dependence to occur, because if you take a psychedelic drug on a daily basis, it stops working very quickly. So the way people microdose is that they take a dose every third day so that it reduces the tolerance that builds up very quickly from psychedelic drugs. Up until recently, most of the research on microdosing psychedelics was primarily based on survey-based research. So at Macquarie University, Vince Polito got microdoses to fill in some surveys and then followed up with them later on to measure whether there were any changes in their personality, well-being, and levels of depression, anxiety, and stress. We conducted similar research, but used the cross-sectional design, comparing people who microdose to people who engage in yoga and a control group. But more recently, there's just been a study published where there was a randomized controlled trial where people were actually administered LSD in very low doses, and it found that there were measurable effects from the microdosing. So in the past, prior to this research, there's always been concern over whether the microdosing was actually a placebo effect, whether it was just people expecting that their performance was going to be enhanced and were experiencing a placebo effect from that. But this most recent research suggests that there actually is something happening with microdosing. People's moods improved when they received a microdose compared to a control. They reported increased levels of energy. And a similar study in the UK recently also published found that people's creativity was enhanced when microdosing as well.
Do you think that this is going to be something that we see more of in the future as time goes on?
I think we will see increased interest in performance enhancement in general. I think while there's been a lot of media attention on microdosing, I'm certainly interested in people's use of cognitive enhancement drugs outside of microdosing as well. And there's been increased reports of people using drugs like modafinil, Ritalin, dexamphetamine, and other drugs to improve their performance. As I say, if we're living in this 24/7 sort of society where there's increased pressure on people to have increased output, particularly as organisations downsize and expect to get more from less people, I guess it raises a bit of an ethical issue in that if people in your workplace are microdosing or they're using some other sort of performance enhancement, then it creates increased pressure on you to be able to increase your level of output to be able to keep up. And whether you do that through using a performance enhancement drug or whether it leads to high levels of stress and burnout, regardless, it creates increased pressure on the rest of us if, 10% of the population are using these sorts of technologies.
Well, Stephen, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.